Google spent 20 years building its own chips, its own fiber, and its own data centers so it would never have to rent. It's Thursday, July 23rd, and it's renting. Buried under a capital spending number big enough to absorb all the attention, Alphabet's chief financial officer, Anat Ashkenazi, said the part that matters. The company will use third-party data center capacity as a bridge in the third quarter, because it remains supply-constrained. Sundar Pichai called it a short-term cost, worth paying to serve very large customers, and conceded it will squeeze cloud margins. Understand what that sentence costs. The entire architecture of Google is an argument that you should own the machine, and this quarter, it will lease somebody else's. Leasing is more expensive. It's doing it because it cannot build fast enough to serve demand it has already sold. The financial numbers are the ones the market traded. Capital expenditure hit a record $44.9 billion in the quarter, against $22.4 a year ago. Free cash flow went negative, at minus $5.9 billion. Full-year guidance moved up to as much as $205 billion, with 2027 flagged higher still. Capital spending reached about 41% of revenue, up from 23%. Shares fell around 5%. Against all that, Google Cloud grew 82% to $24.8 billion, and the backlog crossed $500 billion for the first time. $514 billion, up from $106 billion a year ago. Both are true, which is why the bubble argument keeps generating heat and no light. A backlog doesn't grow 385% on enthusiasm. The demand is there. What's stretched is the timing. The cash leaves now, in certain and enormous quantities, and it comes back over years. The rental detail is the more useful signal, because it's a behavior you can watch instead of a forecast you have to trust. Prices can be argued with. A tenancy can't. The binding constraint stopped being money and became shells, transformers, and interconnection queues, and none of those respond to a bigger check on your schedule. Everyone else spent the day collecting on the same scarcity. TSMC is reported to be raising prices about 10% next year, and there's no negotiating position available because every accelerator in this build-out comes out of the same fabs. And China's Changxin Memory raised $8.6 billion in Asia's largest listing of the year to build domestic memory capacity into a shortage the incumbents have every reason to prolong. Meanwhile, $340 million went into military cyber and AI code defense at Cathedral and Glow, one day after OpenAI's models proved the offensive capability is real. Andreessen and Sequoia are on both cap tables. The venture market has decided this is a durable category rather than a one-off. To the tape, we hold the Alphabet watch and raise conviction to medium. Leasing capacity is an admission, the constraint is physical and outside its control. We open TSMC long on the clearest pricing power in the chain and hold AMD long and Micron long, where a Chinese memory champion just started the clock on the eventual supply response. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call: the bridge doesn't get retired. By its second quarter report next July, Alphabet is still using leased third-party capacity and describing it as part of the strategy rather than a bridge it has crossed. What proves us wrong is Alphabet winding the leases down and saying it's back to serving cloud demand from its own buildings. Arrangements adopted as bridges have a way of becoming architecture, especially once the multi-year contracts get signed against them.